Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into a topic that's fundamental to everything you do in the kitchen and crucial for top marks in your exam, the scientific principles behind your kitchen equipment. We're talking blenders, food processors, slow cookers, and microwaves. It's not enough to know what they do. The examiner wants you to explain how and why they work. We'll cover the science, the impact on nutrition, and exactly how to phrase your answers to secure those top-level marks. So let's get started. First up, let's distinguish between mechanical and thermal processing. Mechanical equipment, like a blender or food processor, uses physical force. A blender's high-speed blades are perfect for liquefying solids or creating emulsions, like in a mayonnaise. The blades create a vortex, drawing ingredients down and ensuring a smooth consistency. A food processor, however, is more versatile. With its interchangeable blades, it can chop, slice, grate, and even knead dough. The key scientific principle here is the application of force to break down food structures. For example, when making shortcrust pastry in a processor, the blades cut the cold fat into the flour quickly, preventing the fat from melting and ensuring a crumbly texture. That's a detail that earns credit. Now for thermal processing, let's start with the slow cooker. This appliance is a masterclass in conduction and convection. The heating element warms the ceramic pot, that's conduction. This heat is then transferred to the liquid inside, which begins to circulate, cooking the food gently and evenly through convection. Slow cookers are ideal for tough cuts of meat. Why? Because the long, slow, moist cooking method is perfect for breaking down tough connective tissue, specifically collagen, and converting it into tender gelatin. This is a key chemical change examiners love to see. Finally, the microwave. This is all about electromagnetic radiation. The microwave oven generates microwaves that cause water molecules within the food to vibrate rapidly. This agitation creates friction, which generates heat, cooking the food from the inside out. This is why it's so fast. For the exam, you must use the phrase agitation of water molecules. Simply saying it heats food quickly won't get you the marks. A crucial point for AO2 marks is the impact on nutrition. Because microwave cooking is quick and uses minimal water, it's excellent for retaining water-soluble vitamins like vitamin C and B vitamins, which would otherwise leach into the cooking water when boiling. This is a fantastic comparison point to make in an evaluation question. Now for the exam technique. A common mistake is being too generic. Don't just say a food processor is quicker. Explain why. A food processor is more efficient for making pastry as the metal blade cuts the fat into the flour far quicker than the rubbing-in method, keeping the fat solid and resulting in a fleckier texture. That's how you get the marks. Another pitfall is confusing a blender with a food processor. Remember, blender for liquids and emulsions, food processor for chopping, slicing, and doughs. The examiner will test this distinction. Here's a top tip for evaluation questions like evaluate the use of a microwave for cooking vegetables. You need to provide a balanced argument. For the microwave, you'd praise its speed and nutrient retention, AO2. But for balance, you could mention that it doesn't brown food, so you can't achieve the Maillard reaction, which gives characteristic flavors and colors, AO4. Using that scientific terminology is what pushes your answer into the top band. All right, let's test that active recall. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. 1. What is the main method of heat transfer in a microwave? Electromagnetic radiation. 2. What tough connective tissue is broken down in a slow cooker? Collagen, which turns into gelatin. 3. Which appliance is best for creating an emulsion like mayonnaise? A blender. 4. Why is a food processor good for making shortcrust pastry? It keeps the fat cool and cuts it in quickly, preventing gluten development and ensuring a short, crumbly texture. 5. Name one water-soluble vitamin that is well-retained during microwave cooking, vitamin C or any B vitamin. Great work! To summarize, always link the equipment to the scientific principle, mechanical action, conduction, convection, or radiation. Use precise terminology like emulsification, collagen to gelatin, and agitation of water molecules. And when you evaluate, always consider the impact on nutritional value and sensory qualities. That's your formula for success. Keep practicing those explanations and you'll be well on your way to achieving top marks. Thanks for listening.